This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette is sponsoring legislation to repeal the Hyde Amendment and require federal health care programs cover abortion services. DeGette says people on Medicaid, for example, are denied access to abortion care because they can't pay on their own, unlike wealthier women.
1 in 4 women on Medicaid who wanted an abortion were unable to get one because of the Hyde Amendment. And we believe after the Dobbs decision, that's even going to get worse.
However, it's unlikely the bill will move forward in the Republican-controlled House. That's not discouraging sponsors, though. They argue they want to highlight the issue to the public. A major climate bill passed its first test at the Capitol Wednesday. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen introduced the bill and says it covers everything from insurance risks to gas lawnmowers to extracting heat from sewers.
A lot of different pieces in this bill, but I think they combine to make a very powerful step forward for the state. And help us address the urgent needs in this area.
Part of the proposal would require Colorado to eliminate its climate impact by 2050. That's faster than the state's current target to cut emissions by 90%. A suspect who allegedly threatened teachers and schools in Summit County is scheduled to appear in court today. The DA in the 5th Judicial District says the 26-year-old man posted a threatening comment on Instagram in response to a post by the Summit Daily News. Schools in the Roaring Fork Valley are fully open today after they were on a secure lockout as a precaution yesterday. Right now in Glenwood Springs, it's 30 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.